Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building old-school D&B swing in Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it the smart way. No bloated chains. No unnecessary real-time tricks. Just feel, timing, automation, and a few efficient stock devices that give you that human push-pull without wrecking your CPU. The goal here is not to make the groove sloppy. The goal is to make it breathe. Think jungle energy, roller pocket, and modern club precision all living in the same loop. Enough offset to feel alive, but still tight enough to slam on a big system. Why this works in D&B is simple. The groove in drum and bass is not just about sound design. It's about where the drums land, where the bass answers, and how the space between them moves over time. If you get that relationship right, the track starts nodding on its own. Start with a dry, practical core, one chopped break, one sub or bass MIDI track, and one mid-bass or texture layer. That's it. Keep the break mostly dry at first. If it's a sample, use the least warp correction needed to lock it in, then leave it alone. The more you force a break onto the grid, the more you strip out the tiny rhythmic details that make old-school swing feel real. Pick a break that already has life in it. Ghost notes, hat chatter, little snare drag energy. If the source is too sterile, you'll end up trying to fake personality with effects, and that usually costs CPU without really solving the groove. Set the sub up clean. Simple notes. Simple timing. No fancy motion yet. You want a stable foundation before you start bending the feel. Now build the swing from note placement before you touch any heavy processing. In the MIDI editor, program the bass so it leaves space for the kick and snare, then start nudging notes by tiny amounts. We're talking milliseconds. Some notes can sit slightly late for laid-back pressure. Some answer notes can sit slightly early if you want urgency. The point is to make the bass feel like it's talking back to the drums, not sitting on top of them. What to listen for here is the pocket. Does the bass feel like it's sitting inside the drum groove, or is it fighting the snare? And when the loop repeats for 8 bars, does it still feel like it's moving, or does it start sounding static? If it feels static, the problem is usually timing and note length before its sound design. A really useful habit is to keep the sub notes longer only where they don't overlap kick transients. For busier phrases, shorten the note length so the groove can breathe. In D&B, a small change in note length can make the whole bar feel sharper and more intentional. Now, if you want classic swing motion, use groove pool sparingly. Don't throw it across the entire project. Apply it to the break or selected percussion clips, maybe the tops or ghost layers, but keep the kick and sub more locked. Too much groove on the low end makes the whole drop feel drunk instead of heavy. A subtle groove template can be amazing on chopped break tops, hats, and little percussion details. For a tighter modern roller with an old-school flavor, groove the top layers only. For a rougher jungle sway, you can let more of the break move. Just remember, if the snare starts losing authority, back off. The backbeat has to stay believable. Once the timing feels right, create movement with automation instead of stacking more devices. A simple auto filter can do a lot of work here. Put it on the break bus or mid-bass bus, and automate the cutoff in a way that supports the phrase. You don't need giant sweeps. Even a small close on the last half bar before a turnaround, then an open on the next downbeat, can make the groove feel like it's inhaling and exhaling. What to listen for now is whether the groove feels like it's breathing. Does the movement add excitement without making the hats brittle or the snare thin? If the top end starts to fizz or the snare loses body, your filter is probably too aggressive. Keep it controlled. Let the movement be felt more than announced. For character, use one efficient saturation chain and stop there. A great CPU light move is a simple stock device chain on the break bus or mid-bass bus. Saturator, then EQ8, then a compressor or glue compressor. Keep the saturator drive moderate, just enough grit to glue the transients together. Use EQ8 to clear low-mid fog if the break is clouding the bass area, and only tame harshness if you need to. Then use a light compression, just enough to keep the break consistent. This works well in D&B because swing often comes from the way transients saturate and release together. You're not trying to decorate the sound. You're trying to make the rhythm feel like one machine. And here's a big reminder. If the break already feels like it's dancing with the bass, stop. Don't keep processing just because you can. In this style, more devices usually mean less pocket. Now start adding micro-automation across the phrase. Small volume rides. Tiny filter moves. A little more saturation during a fill. Maybe a touch of reverb send on a snare ghost at the end of a bar. Keep it subtle. We're talking half a dB to a dB or so on level changes, short ramps for transitions, and phrase movement across 4, 8, or 16 bars. A good rhythmic shape is 4 bars stable, 4 bars with a small variation, then a bigger turnaround every 8 bars. that keeps the loop feeling composed instead of just repeated. In DNB, that's a huge difference. The groove needs to evolve enough that the listener feels the next phrase coming. If you're building a drop, test the relationship in context, not just in isolation. Bring the kick, snare, bass, and break together and listen for two things. First, does the snare still hit with authority even when the break feels loose? Second, does the sub stay stable, especially in mono? Use utility on the sub or bass group if needed. Keep the sub centered and solid. A stereo movement should live in the mid-bass or upper texture, not the foundation. Why this matters in DNB is that the groove can feel exciting on its own and still fall apart once the full drop is playing. A loop that sounds good alone is not always a good record. The real test is whether the swing still works when the bass and kick are driving the room. At this point, choose your flavor. If you want tight club swing, keep the kick and sub very locked. Apply the looseness mostly to hats and break tops, and use shorter automation gestures. That's great for modern rollers and darker, more precise material. If you want looser old-school drift, let the break breathe more, allow a little extra ghost note activity, and give the phrase more movement at the boundaries. That's ideal for jungle energy and rougher, more human-feeling sections. Either way, keep the low end disciplined. The old-school character should live in the mids and tops, not in a wobbly foundation. When the groove is right, print it. Seriously. Commit the break or the processed group to audio. That saves CPU and gives you more control. Once it's printed, you can chop one hit slightly early, trim a tail that crowds the snare, reverse a tiny fragment into a fill, or duplicate a ghost hit for a quick stutter. That kind of audio editing often feels more finished than endlessly live automating clips. This is one of the best workflow upgrades in Ableton Live 12 for DNB. Once the pocket is working, don't overthink it. Bounce it, reshape it, and move forward. Now build one arrangement move that proves the swing in a real section. For example, start with a filtered intro groove and limited bass for the first four bars, open into the full pocket for the next four, add a small variation or bass reply in the middle, then close the phrase with a filter move, snare pickup, or reverse break into the next section. That phrase logic matters because swing isn't just a loop decoration. It's part of the arrangement. The listener should feel the groove opening, tightening, and returning. If it's just one endless loop, it might be swinging, but it still won't feel like a record. Here's a useful trick. Mute the bass for one bar before the drop, then bring it back with the same timing relationship as before. If the return feels satisfying, the pocket is working structurally. That's a strong sign you've got real movement, not just random variation. A couple of bonus things to keep in mind. If you want darker or heavier DNB, put the swing in the mid-bass, not the sub. A slightly late restab can feel heavier than an overanimated low end, because the listener hears the push-pull without the foundation wobbling. Also, if the track feels too clean, reduce the number of active notes before you add more processing. In this music, negative space can be the strongest form of swing. And here's a fast quality check that producers often skip. Mute the mid-bass and see whether the break alone still implies forward motion. Then mute the break and see whether the bass still leaves believable space. Also listen to the loop from bar 4 back into bar 1. That's often where swing issues reveal themselves. When should you stop? When the snare re-entry feels inevitable, the bass delay creates tension instead of confusion, and the fill at the end of the phrase feels like punctuation, not a whole new idea. If you keep editing past that point, you usually flatten the pocket by overcorrecting it. Pull back before you ruin the groove. So to wrap this up, old-school DNB swing in Ableton Live 12 is mostly about timing and automation, not piling on more effects. Keep the sub locked. Let the break and mid layers carry the human feel. Use selective groove, small note offsets, lightweight saturation, and phrase automation to make the loop breathe. Then print the moving parts once the pocket is right. If the result feels like it's rolling forward with attitude, nodding without falling apart, you've nailed it. Now take the 8-bar practice loop challenge. Build one break, one sub, and one support layer. Keep the sub mono, make one automation move over 4 bars, and add a small phrase turn at the end. Bounce it, listen in mono, and ask yourself one question. Does it swing without clutter? If it does, you're not just making a loop, you're making drum and bass feel alive.